Days after the Newtown, Connecticut school shooting, Leon County Superintendent Jackie Pons greets students as they leave from class at Tallahassee's Sable Palm Elementary School.
With that going on, as I felt like it was real important that we got our leadership team through our district office out in all of our schools, I wanted to see my children, the children that are in our school system, so to reassure them that schools are a safe place to be.
In the wake of the shooting, districts started reviewing safety rules and procedures. Those policies were tested when, right before the winter break, a Leon High School student brought a gun on campus. Lieutenant James McQuaig is the spokesman for the Leon County Sheriff's Office.
They isolated the student. They got him out of class. He was actually in a class, removed him from the class, and were able to confirm that he was, in fact, in possession of a handgun. He had it on his body.
The student was charged with two felonies for carrying an unloaded semi-automatic handgun. The school's resource officer was the first responder to the call. And National Association of School Resource Officers President Kevin Quinn says that kind of response makes a big difference.
The fact that I'm already here on the campus, you've taken a 4 to 5 minute police response time to get to your school and deal with an issue to a matter of 2 or 3 seconds for me just to walk down the hallway.
School resource officers are sworn law enforcement agents who work in schools. Just like regular police officers, many of them carry weapons. Right now, the officers are mostly in Florida's middle and high schools. Quinn says the association supports expanding the program to elementary schools, but he adds it can only happen with the support of local communities. Shortly after the Newtown shooting, the National Rifle Association called for armed security guards in every school. But the suggestion was largely scorned by NRA critics who say the organization is being insensitive to the tragedy. But the NRA stance isn't much different from current school resource officer programs. Some, like Florida State criminology professor Gary Kleck, say what schools need is a lesser police presence.
If anything, I'd say back off on police presence in most places, except the most exceptionally violent schools, which are violent week after week, and not just on one unique occasion when a mentally disturbed person goes berserk.
Kleck says police officers are too expensive and divert resources from other areas of communities that may need more support. He says if someone in a school has to be armed, it should be a teacher or administrator who's been trained.
Whoever on the staff, whether it be administrator or teacher, who has some prior law enforcement or military experience, and the next best thing would be simply somebody who was, willing and able to do it, to carry out the functions, physically able to do it, and who went through a thorough training program.
Kleck says shootings like those in Newtown are rare. And according to the National Center for Education Statistics, school crime rates, which peaked at about 38 per thousand schools in the early 90s, have fallen to just 4 per thousand schools. Other critics against school resource officers say they drive up the criminalization of things like bad behavior or fights that don't result in injuries. National Association of School Resource Officers President Kevin Quinn says he's aware of those concerns, but he says the program dates back to the 1950s, and the school officers are more than just armed guards patrolling the halls.
School resource officers are considered a member of the faculty. You do law-related education, teaching in the classrooms. You're also an informal counselor available for students if they're having law-related or legal issues, and that even goes all the way up to teachers.
A 2011 report crafted by researchers at the University of South Florida and Loyola University noted, quote, an indication that the presence of SROs may to some degree serve as a deterrent for serious crime. Prior to the NRA's statement on the Newtown shooting, Leon County School Superintendent Jackie Pons, along with the county sheriff, wrote a letter to Governor Rick Scott asking for additional funds for more officers. And Republican Representative Mike Fasano is also asking Scott to include extra funding in the state budget for the programs. Meanwhile, the Hillsborough County School District has announced it's voluntarily putting resource officers in its 150 elementary schools for the rest of the year. And in Alachua County, police and sheriff officials will temporarily be in all the district's public elementary schools. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.